thanks for joining me this week on the iHeartRadio on the Tech of Sports, and pleasure to be joined this week by Harry Patz, Senior Vice President and General Manager of B2B Enterprise Display Division at Samsung Electronics here in America. And he's really the go-to guy when it comes to sales and integration, customer and product marketing, business development, when it all comes to the display division at Samsung. And it was a pleasure to meet Harry a couple weeks ago in San Francisco at the Chase Center unveiling for the media, Harry. And thanks for joining me this week online.
Rick, it's such a pleasure to be chatting with you again. So enjoyed meeting with you. Happy to tell a bit about what we're doing. It's a great day to chat. So thanks so much for the invitation.
Yeah, you guys are really doing a lot there, or had done a lot at the Chase Center. You guys were kind of given unparalleled reign to really make your mark there. Kind of talk about how that came to be, and kind of talk about over 1,100 different displays throughout this new arena, high tech. But really, we use the word here on the Tech of Sports, fan experience and fan friendly, and it's really that as well.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Rick, as I'm in, I guess, mid-career, going back, I was always a big sports fan as a kid. I'm a New Yorker, so went to Mets and Jets games and things like that. And those days, you just went to the game with your family, you bought a ticket, you maybe bought a hot dog, you sat down in your seat, you watched your team lose in case of me, and then you went home. That was sort of it. You know, today, it's a whole different experience, and it's an overused word, but it's not enough. There's so many choices for consumers' entertainment today, from their own phone device. There's also that good enough experience. Again, thanks to Samsung, we make great displays for people's homes, so you can watch your 98-inch TV in your house and have snacks in the bathroom. So what we're seeing with a lot of these sporting and live entertainment and spectacular venues is how do they make that experience much better than your home so you get off your couch. Part of that is the food and things like that, of course, but part of that is the video entertainment. And something like the Golden State Warriors, we're so proud and so honored to be part of it. They have this beautiful center-hung LED screen, which is just, you know, you're basically surrounded and immersed in the experience, even if you didn't watch what was actually happening in the court. It's just a phenomenal experience. But on top of that, you've got 1,000 screens inside and outside the venue. When you're buying your food at the various food things, again, that's part of the experience. When you're looking for signage, which way do I go? What's the fastest exit? There's signage outside the stadium. These sports venues know, in addition to having a great team like the Golden State Warriors, but I think they lost last night, which has been a championship-caliber team for many years, it's about that experience of when the fan comes to the game, anything from seeing the content, not missing the action when he or she goes to the restroom or to get food, and for ways to just highlight that wonderful experience. And you know, with our LED technology, it makes it that much more vibrant. Again, as a guy who's mid-career, I can remember being in a bar, watching a flickering TV with a cathode ray tube. Maybe you could kind of tell what's going on. You know, you might actually see the game better on some of these screens in the center hung than you do from your seat wherever you are. So that whole experience, you go and you know it's much better. It's more expensive, but it's much better than sitting in your seat. And Samsung, we're proud to be able to contribute to that experience.
Yeah, love your passion. When I can sense it when you're talking about it, Harry. When I met you, I mean, being a sports fan, you really get it and you really can appreciate it. But you guys are you kind of caught in a catch-22? You're trying to make the at home or the man cave experience so great, and that may keep people away from the arena. And then you're trying to make the arena experience so great. So do you look at it as a catch-22, or do you look at it like we're trying to cover all the bases?
We're trying to cover all the bases, and you forgot about the at-work experience, which I also
yes.
So I don't do the right? So in my home, of course, I've got a big screen for my family and wife and daughters, and we do that, and we do care. We're the leader there, and that's great. And, of course, we want to support that phenomenal stadium and arena and spectacular experience. And it's additive, right? Because maybe you're going to go to a bunch of games. Obviously, there's some dedicated fans that go to 82 NBA games or 41, I'm sorry, for all the home games a year. But that's not most people able to make it to every game with our busy schedule. So we're trying to give you that great experience at home when you're with your family or your friends at the stadium or the concert or the spectacular, but also at work. A lot of what I do with my team is how how we have signage to do that digital transformation. I know not the purpose of this podcast, but it's just to give you a window that when we talk to businesses, I was with a major retailing operation last week. They're building a new campus. They want to make sure they've got that campus with great curved monitors, signage everywhere, beautiful LED and video walls in their public displays so that, you know, their employee experience is very much like the fan experience. So we feel we're covering all the bases. You just change one mode to the other. It's like you might use your mobile phone on the street, but you get in your car or you're on the subway, you're still using it maybe in a different way. We want to cover all those experiences with our display technology.
Yeah, Harry, we didn't even mention March Madness when work productivity goes to an all-time low when people are watching the games all afternoon on their Samsung displays and monitors. So that's a very trying time of the year for people like me.
It is true, and I'm fortunate now at Samsung in my office here. I have a wonderful curved monitor, but they've given me a video display that is, you know, 50-plus inches. And so it does have digital TV service, so I was able to watch a few of the baseball playoffs. I was, of course, very focused on my job. I might occasionally look up and during March Madness between watching some games online, having a few on my big, beautiful TV display, I think that'll be covered. And, you know, I think it's actually an important point you make. You know, again, when I grew up, there was your home life and there was your work life, and the twain didn't always meet. Now, because our lives are so busy and so blurry, there's a little bit of your work at home. There's also a little bit of your home and work. A company like Samsung and our offerings across the company, but particularly what I do in display, allows us to bridge that, to maybe make that line a little easier so you don't miss some things if you're working the long hours or you have some business travel.
And if somebody ever questions you about it, Harry, you could always just say, "I'm testing out the quality of the displays while you're watching Boston College athletics."
Absolutely, we had a phrase that one of my former employers would say, "Eating your own dog food." And I know you're in the South, so Boston College isn't doing so well in the ACC. It had a humiliating thing, but my poor man Matt Ryan at Boston College alum, I believe, has got a bum ankle, but he'll come back, and I think the good folks of the land are lucky to have him. So if I can't root for BC because they're not doing so well, at least I got Matt Ryan, who's always a pretty impressive guy in the field.
Lots of BC alums in the pros. We're with Harry Pat, Senior Vice President, General Manager at Samsung Electronics America. Just touch on for a second kind of this wouldn't probably all be possible, Harry, without Prism View technology as well and what they did in the Chase Center, helping you guys.
Really focuses on these phenomenal outdoor spectaculars like the Golden State Warriors Arena. We've got technology in two football stadiums that are going to go online this year. And, of course, we're in a number of different venues already, such as M&T Bank in Baltimore, where the Ravens play in the stadium, your State Farm Arena with your hometown Hawks, Soldier Field, and some other ones. So what was interesting, as I looked at my business this year, where we have anything from monitors to large format displays that you see at like a drive-through QSR type restaurant to signage, and we brought the Prism View thing a little closer in-house, so I get to work with their sales and marketing team. I'm actually going to be out at the factory for Prism View in Logan, Utah.
Oh, nice.
Next week, so they've just done it. It's great. I'm so excited to tour, and, you know, it's always great meeting with customers, but I get to roll my sleeves, put on some goggles, walk through the factory and pretend I'm like a real engineer for a day instead of like a sales guy. But their technology is so phenomenal to bring into our portfolio, to extend our leadership. And Samsung is a leader in this display technology across all categories. So it's pretty cool when you say, hey, the Golden State Warriors, or we're going to have two new football stadiums, or the Atlanta Hawks. People get it. I was with some of my business customers at a conference with our mobile team in California a couple weeks ago. And as I shared Prism View, they're like, what does this mean to my business? Well, you know what? Hey, I could put some of this great outdoor LED technology outside my restaurant, or I have this phenomenal public space where we have our war room where we monitor all of our global network operations center. So the Prism View spectacles doesn't necessarily kind of scream business, but it does because that technology has a halo effect. So people, it's knowable. Even my daughters know what it is. They don't really know what I do, but they know and they can see these stadiums. So it's great technology, a great team. We're lucky to have them. It just extends our leadership, which makes it so much better for our customers.
Yeah, and as the new stadium and arenas keep getting built, there's no sign that that's going to slow down anytime soon. That's good for business for you guys. Gives you the opportunity to try new things. But kind of where do you see it going in the next 2 to 5 years, Harry?
You know, it's interesting. I think, again, I'm from the old school where you wrote on pen and paper, but more and more paper and signage converts to digital. In my office, we have a product called the Flip, and we have a new version coming out, the Flip 2. It's kind of an online easel that you can look vertically or horizontally, and, you know, where you'd use a sort of 3M post-it pad, you now have the notes that you can sort of export. And I think if you sort of follow that and you look at the technology in all walks of our life, signage for the public square as you're walking down the street in Atlanta or New York, immersive stadium experiences, restaurant experiences. We have a major sports-oriented restaurant chain. They're putting our big LED walls in their each of 30 of their restaurants this year and up to 100 more next year because they know having this beautiful LED wall technology livens the game and the sports experience. As we talked about, they're competing against people home using DoorDash and Uber Eats or mom and dad's cooking. So they need that experience. So I think that experience model will go to companies, making their experience better for employees. It will go to all types of services business, restaurants. Think about transportation hubs like airports, train stations, public squares, and, of course, sports and stadiums. I think they're going to get, Rick, even more interactive and not just be static. So we have things like weather sensors coming. So some of these can say if it's cold, hey, you might want a cool iced tea. I'm sorry, if it's cold, you might want a hot chocolate. If it's a hot day, you might want a sweet southern tea. So the interactivity and the ubiquitousness of these screens allows us to have so much more immersive experiences than somebody can have at home. I think that's where this goes. Will it guarantee your team's a winner? Probably not. But you'll have a better time with the game.
Yeah, immersive is a great word. I like using that word. It's maybe overused a little bit, but it's definitely where things are going. Wrapping up here with Harry Path. Harry, I've got to sit next to at meals over the past few years, congressmen, senators, broadcasters, Hall of Famers, you name it, it's the CEO of Sprint. Nobody more passionate than you when it comes to making the fan experience special for fans, whether at home or at the games, and your passion and being a sports fan really shines through.
Thank you so much, Rick. I really appreciate it. Obviously, I enjoy your chats. I don't think you can do these jobs. Same with you. Same with your fans when you cheer. You know, when you're at the game, you're not a casual fan. You know, you don't really care about baseball, but it's the seventh game of the World Series, so you watch it. Or you're someone like me with the Mets. When I travel a lot, I've got the MLB app. I'm watching the game. You know, they're falling behind. I'm cursing at the TV. You know, one day my daughter said a naughty word, and I said, you can't say that. And she goes, well, I'll just watch you watching sports. So, you know, if you live like that, and you live and die from your teams, you want everything that's going to make it better. And so you can't take that. And I think I try and bring that to work. I see you do with your fans and the way you conduct your business. I do think the most successful people are competent at what they do, but they've got to have some kind of passion. You can't fake it. Maybe you can. I just haven't been that guy.
Well put, and you deserve anything good coming your way being a Mets fan, Harry, and the New York and the New York football team. So there's some good times coming for you. I guarantee it.
Well, you know, the Jets and Giants play in a few weeks, so assuming there won't be a tie, one of them.
Somebody's got to win. Somebody's got to win.
The Braves, though, winning the division, the Nats winning the World Series, the Mets are in a tough division next year. I hope their owners open their wallet, not just for great Samsung technology for their stadium, but also to get even better players. But I love it. I'm already sad baseball season's over, but I'll find a way to make time with football and see some of our great venues. But, you know, Rick, it's absolutely such a pleasure to talk to you and get a chance to share a little about what we do with through your fans and your listeners, and hopefully get a chance to speak again soon.
Yep, pleasure's all mine, Harry. Thanks for coming on, and I hope to talk to you soon.